Our psychologist, Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, is in the studio with me. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
And also, we have on the line a young man I've met before and talked to off-air, Joey Lynch, 23 years old, works for Canteen, does a lot of work with Canteen, great representative of the organisation, also has Hodgkin's lymphoma, has been having treatment for years, but the treatment stopped working. And his options are very, very difficult and very expensive. Joey, hello.
Hey, how are you, Neil?
Well, I'm okay. What about you? How are you doing?
I'm going a lot better these days. I had a couple of problems in hospital about a fortnight ago, but I'm out since and I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah, was that when I talked to you, or that was a previous appearance in hospital, wasn't it?
No, this was when we exchanged a couple of emails while I was in there. Yeah, it wasn't the funnest of times, but yeah, I managed to avoid hospital for about 6 months before that, so it was a bit disappointing to end up back in there. I'm out now.
Yeah, what's the deal? What needs to be done?
Well, at the moment, I'm 23 years old now, and I've been dealing with Hodgkin's lymphoma since I was 16 years old, and at this point, unfortunately, I've really exhausted all the curative treatment options that are available here in Australia, but obviously I don't want to quite give up the fight just yet, so I've been researching other avenues that might potentially present a cure, and I've found a clinical trial in America that I've been in contact with and that seems really, really promising. It's like from a well-respected medical institution, and I seem to be eligible for it, so I'm attempting to be accepted into that.
And that's expensive.
It's very expensive, yes. It was quite a shock coming from the Australian public health system, where fortunately that financial burden isn't pushed upon you, to go into the American system where you're going without health insurance. Even though the drug company pays for the drug itself and the treatment itself, you need to cover hospitalizations and tests and all the other stuff, which is very expensive, I've discovered.
How much?
What I've received is I've been told it's $600,000 up front, plus any extras that I incur that aren't covered by that.
Okay, so what do you need to raise in Australia to be safe with it?
Well, it depends upon the exchange rate, I guess. Yeah. When I was first told that $600,000, it was a lot less than it is now. But I've been lucky enough to have Canteen, the organisation, help me out, and we've launched a crowdfunding campaign that's looking to raise $800,000.
Gee, it's a lot, isn't it? But you've
It's so much. Well, I can't wrap my head around it. I'm 23 years old. I've been dealing with this for so long. I haven't been able to hold down a job or anything, probably. I can't. It's something that's not really comprehensible to me, that much money.
You've got to have a go, though, don't you?
Absolutely. When it comes down to it, it's really just, a life or death matter, really. It's not often that you're presented with one of those, but, I choose life, as they say, and I want to live. So, yeah, I'm going after it with everything I can.
How do people donate? What's the crowdfunding? You just go to that crowd. How do you get to it?
It's on the Everyday Hero website. Yeah. So it's supportjoey.everydayhero.com/au/Joey.
What are you up to?
Looking at the screen at the moment, $94,272.42.
Okay, we only got 700 grand to go.
Yeah, 705,000, yeah.
Yeah. Michael, what do we do?
Yeah, look, it's really a shame. And hi, Joey. It's a real shame that we have to do this. Canteen is calling on the federal government to establish a dedicated youth cancer research fund. And we need the government to commit $4 million in funding annually to youth cancer research. And that's because we need clinical trials here. We shouldn't have to have Joey go to Pennsylvania to get this clinical trial. We should actually have something here. Remember that we're talking about 1,000 young people diagnosed with cancer, 15 to 29 each year. And sadly, at the moment, 150 of those young people will die each year.
So if we got the $4 million... people in Joey's position wouldn't have to go to the US, and that's
precisely
costing $800 in itself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the money adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and $4 million is really not that much when you take into account the fact that the government spends over $250 billion a year on health.
Joey, I was talking to Susan Ley, the health minister, at the grand final on Saturday. She seemed like a reasonable sort of person. Maybe we can get in her ear.
No, I'd hope so, yeah. I mean, this is, like what Michael's saying, it's a great campaign. It might not be in a position to help me, but if any other young person can access that fund and doesn't need to go through what I'm going through, it would be a massive win, I think.
Oh, yeah, but we'll concentrate on your case first, because how urgent is it that we get you over there?
Well, I don't have any... I'm on chemotherapy at the moment that seems to be going all right, but you just never know when the disease will decide to progress faster or progress slower or whatever it wants to do. It's I don't like to ask for numbers from my haematologist. I just try to stay as strong as possible and focus on what's coming up ahead.
Well, you're doing that. It's a delight to speak to you. I really hope it goes as well. We'll put the link on our website,